Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome, welcome. Mr. Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. It's networking on the radio. We had a little technical difficulties, but we're on the air now. It's a big show on our newsmaker line, the one and only Mohammed. He's going to come on and talk about his upcoming event, but also he has a lot of people on the line that's waiting to talk to him. Adi Mohammed, go ahead. You're on the air with the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah. Thank you. Well, Russell, how you been, man? I was just great to be on your show, man. So I'm glad you got over your technical difficulties. But,
oh, yeah, we're here, man. We're up and running, brother. We're up and running, man. Yeah, well, what happens sometimes, it's all about technical, man. It's internet and the what do you call it, the modern technology. The old system, man, we used to just put the switchboard on and put the thing in and go. And no more tapes, no more, what do you call it, turntables, no more ops. Everything is all computerized, but we're here now. But give us the real deal and what you're doing and how it happened.
Well, basically, I just wanted to briefly talk to you a little bit about what Black Carpet Productions was doing. On the line, you have the VP of Strategic Marketing, Belinda Falamola. Then you have Debbie Franklin, who's the VP of Theatrical Development. And we just, ladies, are you there?
Yes, Debbie, I'm here.
Belinda? All right, well, here we go. Well, basically, in a nutshell, Russell, I just wanted to touch base with. First of all, man, I want to say, man, I'm real proud of the great things that Be There Magazine and you're doing in the community, man. It's just great to see. It's encouraging, inspiring, and being a Black card holder, you know, I kind of keep up with you, right? All right, so basically, I just wanted to touch bases with you and tell you, we are actually, BCP right now is engaged in several projects. We've been blessed to, over the last few years, to have been working with a lot of the filmmakers and people in the area who are doing plays. So right now, Belinda had just received an award for a movie that we did called The Moment in Space, which was a domestic violence piece that's currently doing the, what you call, the film festival circuit. And I guess we'll show that down the line. We're working with some great writers, a gentleman by the name of Jeff Dunn, who has a brilliant project that he wrote called The Devil's Exclusive. We'll be introducing that, as well as continued collaboration with people like Mama Safe Haven, which is a nonprofit organization. Belinda, are you on? Because I can't hear.
We have several people on the line right now. There's several people on the line. We've got at least five people on the line right now that's on.
Can you hear all of us at the same time?
Yeah, everybody at the same time. Everybody's on the air. We got air code 301-996. Go ahead, you're on the air.
All right, everybody that's on the line, give us a shout out so we know who here.
Yes, speak up so we can.
Well, this is Beverly Smith. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, Ron.
Go ahead. Who's on the line?
This is Beverly Smith Brown with Mama Say Haven.
Oh, great. Who else?
Roland
Brown.
This
is Debbie Franklin.
Okay,
well,
Debbie Franklin. Go ahead, Roland.
Yeah, Roland Grimes, Grimes Media.
Oh, great, great, great. That's another one of our collaborative partners.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about your upcoming play. You have a play coming up?
That's one of the things that's a part of what we're doing. Like, for instance, this month is Sexual Abuse Awareness Month. But we'll talk about that on Saturday in studio when we come, because that's a whole different project. But some of the things that's coming up is a docuseries. That's why my man Roland Grimes is on the line. Let me see if I can get. Belinda, can you hear us? She must be on mute.
No, she's on the line. All the people are on the line. Belinda, are you on the air? Go ahead. She can hear us because she's lit up. All the lines are lit up. She's they're on the air.
Okay,
right now.
Okay.
I know Roland's on, know. Belinda. Who else is on? Who's 202-903? Who's that?
That's me. This is Beverly.
Okay, Beverly.
Hi, Beverly. Tell them a little bit about Mama Safe Haven, sis.
Okay, so Mama Safe Haven is a nonprofit, 501c3 nonprofit organization. We are located in the Washington, D.C. area. We encourage self-love, higher education, and self-employment by offering a support bridge to those in need of resources to get to the next level in their lives. And everything that we do is in partnership with other like-minded businesses, individuals, and organizations. So Black Carpet Productions, Mr. Muhammad, also this play, Yet I Stand, is something that is definitely lined up with our mission and our purpose. So we work with families. We really target the youth. But our main goal is to make sure that we fill in the gap with the families. As we work with the youth, we know that it's important to not leave the families out of events that we do. So we do a lot of intergenerational events, like Black Wall Street. We have DC Film Life. We also do film projects with the youth as well. Black Copper Productions was a partner on a film we did called Resilient with about 40 youth we did in the summer program. So, like I said, just excited to be partnering with them again.
Yeah, that's one of the collaborators. Hey, Roland, you on the line?
Yes, sir.
Tell them a little bit about Grimes Media, man.
Yes, sir. Hello, everyone. Grimes Media has been in existence for the last several years. We started out as the Roland Grimes Show, which Adib had been a guest on my show, a best-selling author, and we've covered topics from everything from relationships to athletics and on and on. I've helped produce probably 4,000 segments of video literature, talk shows, et cetera, over the last 6 years, and we were one of the best-kept secrets around. We had a live show on stage. We did our talk show on stage live with a band, just like you see on the Tonight Show. We've done our shows at restaurants in front of live audiences, and also ran a couple of internet media stations. And then the last month or so, we really started focusing on doing these documentary series so that we can get the much more substantive information out to folks, and created a video on demand service so people can sign up like they do Netflix and watch the documentaries and live concerts and other good stuff right on our website for $4.99 a month. And
that's what I'm talking about.
Help drive the economy so we can keep reinvesting in ourselves.
See? So, Russell, as you see, that's just a couple of my collaborative partners that we have engaged in different things. Because what Black Carpet Productions has always really been about, like when we first started, we was about helping up-and-coming writers get their productions on stage. Because, you know, I've produced several stage plays and co-produced, as well as now, since 2016, we kind of moved into not only producing stage plays, but also producing films. And thus far, we've only produced a couple in collaboration with Mama Safe Haven, DC Film Life. We produced the student film that they did, as well as Belinda's actually an award-winning producer in her own right for the Moment in Space film, which is also a domestic violence piece. I believe, Belinda, are you on now? Because I know she was having some difficulty. But anyway, Deb, Debbie? Hello, Debbie?
Erico 301-996. Are you on?
I'm here.
Oh,
this
okay.
Debbie
is actually the VP of Theatrical Development for Black Opera Productions. So, Debbie, tell them a little bit about yourself, please.
Okay, Debbie Arnold Franklin. I'm also a playwright, director, and co-producer. And
a phenomenal actress. Don't forget that.
Oh, I do pretty good on that, too. But my main purpose for Black Carpet Production is targeting playwrights, you know, new and seasoned, you know, that are serious about bringing their production full circle. You know, I take their scripts, I read their scripts, I dissect them, and then I choose, you know, those that I believe will bring the audience to the theater as well as speak to the audience through their production. And also my director's purpose is to bring the vision of the playwright and their script to the stage and working with the actors, coaching them, bringing them to full circle with their character role and to bring that actor out by any means necessary.
That's what I'm talking about. So, Russell, questions you got for us today, man?
Well, fantastic. I'm just so happy that you're on the line, and I want people to know about you because you've been a force to be reckoned with. I mean, you have done some serious, serious things in the last, I guess, what, 3 years, 4 years? How long has it been now since you've been doing this?
Well, I actually have been acting for, I've been acting for 13 years. Even when I was down at Channel N, managing down there and hosting the open mic and singing and all of that, I was acting then. I just wasn't doing a lot of talking about it until I got to the point where I felt that I was, you know, a really, really strong actor. And then I guess I've been producing now for maybe 7 years, about 7 years. And when I made the transition from stage to film and television, then I, you know, of course, I had to hook up with some great mentors so I could really hone my skills. And I've been fortunate to work with some phenomenal local up-and-coming writers, directors, like Mitch Creedle from Boss, the Boss movie series, and Randall Lawrence from Second Chance and Do Your Thing, and Anthony Commodore from Commodore Film Works, and just different people who we've all collaborated together, Kazar Coleman and Mark. I mean, it's just people that I've been working with, and I'm just happy as a part of Black Harper Productions to be able to kind of put people together and create some good substantive type of content for the community. You know, because we all talk about L.A. and New York and how Atlanta is booming, but the fundamental reality is the way I look at it is that we can create the same type of thing that's going on in Atlanta here in the DMV. And that's my primary focus as a actor, producer, and all of that.
Fantastic. I mean, I'm telling you, you're doing such a great job. This is the Russell Price Morning Show. We're live on our news, one and only Adi Muhammad. He is an actor, a playwright, also a singer. Tell us about your singing. How did you get started singing?
Well, you know, I started singing when I was a kid, man. And when I say a kid, probably about 14 years old, 15 years old, back in the days when they used to have the talent shows up at Our Lady Perpetual Health in Southeast. Man, that's just so long. You know, I just turned 63, Russell. So it's crazy for me to think about how long I've been hanging out. Yeah, well, I really feel like my life began again at 50 when I got into the acting thing. So now I'm looking at like I'm like 13 years old from the standpoint of the usefulness that I wish to inspire in other brothers and sisters my age and older, that we have a lot of life experience, and when we find something new that gives us passion, then it's about exploring that passion and living that passion until we close our eyes and cross our chest, you know what I mean?
You say close your eyes and Cross your chest. Close your eyes and cross your arms.
Yeah, there you go. Cross your arms, cross your chest, baby. I'm trying to live life to the fullest, man.
You close your eyes and cross your arms, baby.
There you go. There you go. Thank you for correcting. I can't tell who else in it. Hello?
Go ahead. Who else do you have on the line you want to bring up?
I'm not sure who else on the line because I sent the shout out for him.
We've got area code 517.
Area code what?
517-272. Who's that?
517. Oh, you mean 571-272?
Yeah, is that you?
Yeah, that's me. That's me because I'm actually calling from my other office.
Okay, 301-996. Are you still there?
301-996-0052 is me, Grimes.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Speak up. You got some more things to say, man. Speak up, brother, because we're broadcasting live right now, so you need to talk about it.
Man, that's awesome. No, I'm just I'm listening in on
All right, well, basically, let me tell you a little bit about what we're doing with Roland. Roland and I have come together with my team, and because one of the things that we're doing, which we'll get more in depth about on Saturday in studio, is the Yet I Stand Project, which is a play written by Elaine Crocker, which is a domestic violence sexual abuse piece. So what happened was Roland and I had gotten together. How many years was that? About 3 years ago, Roland, something like that?
Yeah. You sequestered me 3 years ago.
Yeah, I feel you. And we had talked about making moves and about impacting the community in a positive way by raising people's consciousness to various issues. And one of the things that we were going to use at that time that we had talked about was using acting, because he, as an acting coach and teacher myself, and Roland, is it psychology that you're in?
Counseling.
Counseling, right.
Yep.
And we had talked about, you tell them, Roland, about what the idea you had with the NFL, the NBA, et cetera.
Well, I mean, in summary, the development of especially the African-American athlete gets lost in translation. We experience similar to what guys in the military experience in post-traumatic stress disorder. A lot of the issues that are especially affecting black males and our reintegration back into society comes from our not being able to develop executive techniques and executive management skills when we're younger, like our Jewish and Italian and other counterparts. So while we're so busy playing ball, they're learning how to own the ball team. You know, Daniel Snyder and I are the same age. While I'm out catching passes, he's doing deals, and now he owns the Redskins. He can get a team to his son. I was a running back. I can't give my position to my son. You know, so in my conversation, it's really a thing of we have an opportunity, but it's very frightening to us to take command and control over our situation in such a way that we rebuild ourselves from the inside out, especially black males. So there's a major force in the media that works against us. So while we're consuming media images, I mean, even something as positive as Black Panther. See, I'm of the mindset that I really like consuming certain things, but more important than what I consume is who I get it from. So I noticed that Asians don't come to us and buy a damn thing, but we go to them and we buy a whole bunch of stuff. Mm-hmm. And then when I talked to my Asian brothers and I asked them, they said, no, we don't care what you sell. We don't care if you have the best. We don't care if you have the best, if it's the cheapest. If it's the best, he said, we're not going to buy from you. We're not going
why
to
do you think we buy? From, why do you think we buy from when they won't buy from us? Why do we support the Asian community in our neighborhoods in droves. And when you go into that neighborhood and ask them to even give a donation for your school or to buy a ticket to a school play or to sponsor a baseball team with some jackets or some jerseys, why do they turn you away? They look, they start speaking like, I don't speak English. I know what you're talking about. But when you're trying to give them money, they understand everything. What is the reason that we do that?
Well, I got a...
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Roland.
There are multiple reasons, but one universal reason is that 6 years old, they're taught not to do it. At 6 years old, we're taught to consume. At 6 years old, we watch the television, and it teaches us to consume. Da-da-da-da-da, I'm loving it. Right down the street, Mommy, McDonald's. Go on McDonald's. You don't see many Asians in the McDonald's.
Well, you know,
we're
a lot of that also.
To it both voluntarily and involuntarily.
Right, because it's a phenomenal thing.
By our mother's mothers.
Nah, hold on, would you say
fathers?
Russell?
But the biggest consumer in our community is the female. And it's not anything negative. She's the one that's really being trained to be the consumer.
Mm-hmm.
She's always upgrading.
But also, one of the things we got to...
She's always trading.
Can you hear me?
Now, if we can get her to trade stock,
let's
trade
stars,
we're
going to
be stronger. But our entire economy is contingent upon a black female because she makes 90% of the consumer decisions. Nothing wrong with that. It's just that she's being trained and conditioned to spend. And she's being trained and conditioned to spend based on quality. Where does she get the idea of quality from? From the television, from the radio. If I keep telling you over and over again that Walmart is a great place to come and buy, at some point you got to go test it. At some point, you got to go check it out.
So if you ever watch a replay of an NFL game,
you'd be surprised at how many times they show the same thing.
I don't know if he can hear us.
When you're watching it live, you don't realize it. Watch the tape. And you'd be like, good gracious, they show the same Lincoln Town Car commercial 47 times. You don't realize it when you're watching it. So we're being trained to be that consumer. And then when we go and we deal with the Asian community, they say, great, we'll take your money, we'll set up businesses in your communities. And then we say, okay, great, let's have some reciprocity. They say, no, no, no. And no matter how much they say no, we still going to continue to spend and buy from them because we're looking for the experience.
Yep.
They're looking for power.
In the background. I don't know what it is. We spend our money on experiences.
Other cultures spend their money on power.
So, one of the things that I had thought about, Russell, was that, you know, Roland is right in so much as how we are the consumer driving force for all of the United States, to be honest, and a lot of the world, particularly here in the United States. And that starts at a very young age because, like you say, we do consume a lot of television and radio. And what is radio and television all about? It's about ads. So, you know, when you think in terms of what you do as a media person, you bring very powerful content that speaks to us as a people thinking about what it is we're doing and the way that we're conducting ourselves. So that's enriching. And when we talk about other communities and their lack of spending in what would be considered, say, quote-unquote, a black community, then that's why it's important that we do what we do, to show people different things that they can consume where they actually support our own people. You know, because sometimes we forget and we get a little disconnected. But the whole thing about organizations like Mama Safe Haven, working with young people, teaching young people how to think in terms of how to interact in the community, that's a start. Any organization that uplifts and brings awareness of how important that young people, because that's where it all begins, that they collaborate and work together in various efforts. All of that alludes to hopefully over time we'll begin to see how much power we have, because it's not like we don't have no dollars. Black people overall, we spend over a trillion dollars a year consuming, but it's unfortunate that a very small percentage of that is consuming in our own neighborhoods and our own communities from our own businesses. So, not to get too deep, but that's the reality of it.
That's the reality of it. It's an excellent point you make. On our Newsmaker line, this is the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. It's networking on the radio. Adib Muhammad, he is an excellent individual for entrepreneur, but he's also an actor, and he's also an individual who has sees a vision. Like you say, he started late in the acting game, so he's a living proof that if you want to do something in life, you can do it. You don't need to hold yourself back. If you want to do what you feel you want to do, if you have a passion for something, then do it. Tell us how you basically knew you had a passion for acting and it took you so long to even implement it.
Wow, that's a good question. What happened was my VP of Strategic Marketing, Belinda, she's been an actress much longer than I have been. I mean, she was in Bud Light commercials years ago, and we are very, very good friends. So I happened to take her to one of her auditions for the gospel stage play, A Change Is Gonna Come. And while I was waiting for her, the sister that wrote the play, Vicky, came out and asked me, did I want to be a part of her play? And I was like, well, I've never acted, but I enjoy singing, so... She said, well, I understand, it's just a small role, woo-woo-woo. So I did that role and, quite frankly, fell in love with the process. I was like, wow, this acting thing is cool. I could do this. And then I started thinking in terms of, well, if I'm going to do this, then I want to be, one of the best at it and relatively good at it because I love doing it. So I kind of did some research on people like Denzel and Forrest Whitaker and Sam and Daniel Day-Lewis and Robert De Niro and Johnny Depp, all these actors that I had a great deal of respect for. And one thing stood out to me was that all of these actors who were considered your best actors in the game, all of them came out of theater. And so I went on a mission, and I was blessed to go from one play to another play to another play to another play. And there it was. So it's like, I got in the game, if you will, and then being an entrepreneur, because, I was a major accounts executive for technology companies. That was my other side of my life outside of the entertainment, singing, et cetera. So there's the entrepreneur part of me that said, well, if I'm going to do this because I love doing it, then I got to do it in such a way that I can make money from doing it and be impactful, because I do believe fundamentally that all of your success is in direct relationship to how many people you're willing to help or serve in some positive way. And with that being my underlying way of looking at things, then I begin to look at it from the standpoint of being the best I can be at it, but also giving back to people who aspire to do the same thing that I may be successful in some ways at doing.
Well, I truly appreciate you, because you're truly – saying what you say is true. If you can help enough people get what they want out of life, then you can get what you want out of life. But you are truly someone to give back. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I want you to give me a closing statement, because this is some information that's really serious. This is the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. It's networking on the radio. Price Morning Show. It's all about you. It's network on the radio. On our Newsmaker line, the one and only Adib Muhammad, an extraordinary individual. I've known him for years. He's a singer, a playwright, an actor. Now he's got more entrepreneur aspects of what he's doing than anybody. He's going to be on our show in the studio on Radio 1 on Saturday. You get to see him live, personal, in our studio on broadcasting live from Radio 1. But right now, he's on our newsmaker line on the morning show. Give us your closing statements.
Well, my closing statement is simply this. I was fortunate enough to be a best-selling author in 2016 for the book that I co-authored with Brian Tracy and several other entrepreneurs called Masters of Success. And in that book, I wrote a chapter called Creating the Current. And creating the current primarily means that when you make a purposeful decision about anything that you want to do, that there's absolutely nothing that can stop you if you actually engage in the action to get it done. And be disciplined about doing it. And see, the mantra of Black Carpet Productions is where mindset and talent create unlimited possibilities. And what's that's basically saying that you can utilize your mind to create through your actions any result that you wish. You just got to be consistent, and ultimately, it'll happen.
Excellent, excellent. We're looking forward to seeing you on Saturday at Radio 1. Also, we want to thank all the online individuals for watching you online today. We want to thank Ella Hunter, Be There Magazine, Women of the Year 2017, which is an awesome, awesome individual, and she has been watching today. Also, we got Brian Taylor, we've got Reggie Love, we've also got Tethelma James is on, and we also have Marie Carter and Sonia, and just many, many more. But this has been a fantastic, fantastic, I would call spectacular interview. And again, Adib, I thank you so much for being who you are.
Man, thank you.
Okay? We're going to see you on Saturday. This has been the Russell Price Morning Show. Tune in to us every morning. Our upcoming guest will be Diane. She is a PhD relationship expert. We also have Roger Chapman coming on the air. We've got several upcoming events and upcoming guests that will be on the air. Yesterday, we were at this awesome, awesome event. We're going to have her on the Newsmaker Live. She's running for county executive, Angela Alsobrooks. What she did yesterday, go to my Facebook page and see the press coverage. She put 1,000 women in Martin's Crosswind at 12 o'clock on a Wednesday. 1,000 women came out to support her for her conquest to become county executive of Prince George County. That's the power of promotion, networking, advertising. And in closing, I was told you said something three times, you can't forget it. The black card, the black card, the black card. Now you heard it, now you get it. Go to www.myblackcardnow.com and become part of the black card way of life. And also this summer, get ready for the 50-plus life. If you're 50-plus, you're going to have something that's going to blow your mind, including what I call entertainment in the park. So I'll see you tomorrow morning on Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you.